Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
It's now time for a chat with some members of a local band, Kindred Found. Thanks for coming on the show.
No worries. Hey. Nice to be here.
It's been a while, hasn't it? Right, so who have we got in the studio today then?
Dan.
And Dave.
Dan and Dave, all right.
That sounded oddly formal.
I think we just wanted to establish our names after all the confusion and the build-up to this.
I have been a Steve for the last half hour or so, just randomly.
It's fine, it'll be fine, we'll get
it's
through it.
SOS going out. We're fine.
Right, anyway, just for a quick reminder for those who's listening, how many of you are in the band and what style of music do you play?
There are five of us in the band now, officially five. We're often joined by guests, but five of us in the band. Myself on vocals, Dan on lead guitars, backing vocals. We've got a lovely bass player called Tom, a lovely drummer called Andy, and recently a lovely mandolin and harmonica player called Mark has joined us. Just to, spice things up.
So that's an extra layer of expertise and depth.
Yeah.
Well, we take all the expertise and depth we can get. I mean, with me as a frontman, you need it. So.
So, what type of music is it then?
Undefined. We're having this conversation in the car, weren't we, Dan?
Yeah, I think it's still sort of very much kind of dirty blues infused kind of country rock, southern. I think there's a lot of elements of southern rock in there as well. So.
Yeah, I think if you take all of our kind of influences from your, from your rock, my country background, Dan's blues background, throw in things like Whiskey Myers and that kind of thing, then that's kind of the sound you end up with.
Okay, then that's cool. I like it. So we last spoke in September 2023.
Yeah,
like what, 5-6 months ago. What have you been up to since then? Because obviously the last time we spoke, you were gearing up to release your EP called Bones.
Yeah. So the EP's been released, but that went out about September time. I've been back in the studio working on the rest of the tracks for the full album. So we've just recently released a single from those from the session called Shudder, which was going to be played later on.
Yeah, we're going to play that in a minute for you. That's not a problem.
And then just more gigs and running charity events as well. Which was quite fun, very fun. Down at Bar 74, we did a little charity event we hosted for the day. So
McMillan,
yeah.
Hopefully, you raised lots of money for that one. Then
we did. I can't remember how much off the top of my head, but it was a good fun day.
You raised a sensible amount for a nice charity.
Yeah, definitely.
That's the main thing. That's the thing that you want to do. Right. So, can you purchase your music online at all?
Yeah, you can get it from our website, kindredfoundmusic.com. We're also on Bandcamp as well. If you look for Kindred Found on Bandcamp,
just this one time at Bandcamp.
Yeah.
So you can find us, find us on there as well, and buy our music. We're also available on all the streaming platforms: Spotify,
Apple, Deezer,
all of that.
There's so many of them now, isn't there?
I know.
It's just like can't keep track of them.
But we're on them all.
On all of them. That's not a problem. Right, so what do you have in the pipeline, gig-wise, then?
We've got a few sort of duo gigs sort of coming up here and there. And then next month, March, we've got a full band gig down at Bar 74. We've got a two-hour gig, so it's like the first time we've done that as a band.
Oh, wow.
So that's going to be pretty interesting, sort of like being able to sort of stretch out a little bit, throw in a couple of covers to sort of keep it interesting. And then we've got Strings on April the 10th.
Yeah, so we've been doing quite a lot more supporting gigs at places like Strings, where you only get like your 40, 45 minute set.
Yeah,
so you've
kind
of like, right, pick our five best songs and then really give it. So we're really, really excited about the Bar 74 gig, because as Dan says, it gives us a bit of time to kind of stretch out and
do
be
your
a bit
thing
more
as
creative.
Well.
Exactly. But we're also really excited about playing at Strings because it's such a lovely venue to play. And the guy we're supporting, Tom Kilner, is fantastic.
Yeah, he's a Sheffield guitarist. Sort of, again, very, very similar to what we do. Really excited to be involved with someone like that, someone of that calibre. So,
yeah. So that's March 15th, I think, Bar 74, and then April 10th down at Strings.
But if not, it's listed on the websites and social medias and stuff.
Yeah, of course.
So it's, if you have got your dates confused, the dates are out there. Because obviously when you gig a lot, some dates become confusing, don't they? It's like, where am I tonight?
Lots of things become confusing. I said we did that charity gig for Macmillan. It wasn't. It was for Mountbatten Hospice, which starts with an M, and that's what I'm going with.
Yeah.
Right, so you've just released the single Shudder.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right, now we're going to play this track. Would you like to introduce it as it is yours?
Yeah, so this is Shudder by Kindred Found.
And Rosie Service.
Local music sponsored by Willie's Guitar Shop. Visit them on 12 Shooters Hill, Cowes, or call 242 680.
But
That was local band Kindred Found with Shudder, which is their new single. We are still chatting with the band. Josh.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Still here. Worth pointing out as well, obviously there was a female vocalist in there as well, so theoretically, or technically I suppose, it's Kindred Found featuring Rosie Sales.
Okay.
She provided that wonderful, wonderful vocal.
It was a fantastic song. Did you enjoy it, Josh?
Yes, I did.
Have you got any questions you'd like to ask?
What hobbies do you have outside of music?
Oh, I miss them. What? I miss them. I miss them hobbies.
Dan doesn't have hobbies. Dan's what we call a band tart. Dan plays music all the time. I myself am quite into archery. I own a longbow. Well, in fact, I own an American flatbow, and I like to go out into the fields and shoot small foam animals. It's called field archery.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
It is kind of cool. My eldest joins me as well, so we practice sometimes on a Thursday night, and then once a month we go out to a patch of woodland with the rest of the group, and just have a day of shooting. It's great.
Okay, cool. Got any more questions, Josh?
What was the first instrument you learned to play?
That was the triangle.
Mine was a trumpet, or cornet, actually. I learned cornet in primary school. And so I dropped my tutor's cornet, and it scarred me until high school to pick up bass.
You got a cornet in primary school?
I did.
We had the recorder. It was like three on Three Blind Mice.
Yeah, but blast that out. Yeah. Sort you out, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I was learning Three Blind Mice as well, just a little bit louder.
On a cornet?
Yeah.
Right, Josh, you got any more questions you'd like to ask, mate?
That is all.
Right, so let's sum up. What's your website?
Kindredfoundmusic.com.
What gigs have you got in the pipeline?
We've got a full band gig down at Bar 74 on the 15th of March, and then we're also supporting Tom Kilner at Strings on April the 10th.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Just one last question then. What's your favourite drink? Hot or cold, alcoholic or non-alcoholic?
Oh, and it's coffee.
Coffee?
I know it's a bit boring, but I drink so much of the damn stuff, it would be a bit ridiculous if I didn't say coffee is my favourite drink.
Well, that's fair enough.
Yeah, it'd be a good old cup of tea, I reckon. To just be that's all you need to do to entertain us for the afternoon. It's a cup of tea and a cup of coffee, apparently.
And a biscuit.
And a biscuit. Oh, yeah, biscuits.
If we have a biscuit with it. Well, that's the joy of a coffee. You can dunk a biscuit in your coffee. So you could say, like, oh, I do love a pint of Hobgoblin. And I do, but you can't dunk your biscuit in it.
Well, you could, but...
Well, yeah.
It's got very malty.
See, I'm going to say a cup of tea as well. There's just something about it.
Yeah.
It's simple and to the point, isn't it?
And civilised.
I feel horrendously un-British because I can't stand tea.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. Do you make your tea, like, are you a tea bag man in a mug, or do you put it in a pot?
Yeah, I'm a tea bag in a mug, because there's only two of us at home, so it doesn't really necessitate a pot, I don't think. I mean, I've seen things with sort of like overkill.
Okay.
So something just sat there for about, I don't know, half an hour until you decide to pour the next one. I don't know. I might be wrong.
I don't know either. It's like some people make pots of tea, some people would like chuck a bag in a mug. And
I take forever. My girlfriend would tell you I take forever making a cup of tea.
So probably putting it in a pot is like days later.
See you down in a week's time. Bye.
What about you then, Josh?
Well, in the winter I like hot chocolate, but then in the summer I like the soft drinks.
Any particular favourite? Soft drink wise?
J2O.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Right, so there you go. Thank you very much for coming to the studio.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.